The controversial play, What Would Crazy Horse Do?, recently made its national debut in Laramie, of all places. Playwright and Lakota member Larissa Fasthorse says the script is her most widely read, but no theater has actually performed it, until now. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, that had a lot to do with the play's subject matter, racial purity.
Early in the play, after grieving the death of their grandfather, twins Calvin and Journey get a knock on their door.
We don't want any more funeral food.
It's a woman and her bodyguard. She hands them her business card.
Anyone can make a fake business card.
Seriously, who makes a Ku Klux Klan business card? I've got hundreds of them.
The twins are the last two members of a fictitious South Dakota tribe, and the woman is the clan's imperial dragon. She's there to blackmail the twins into dancing in a powwow promoting the preservation of racial bloodlines, indigenous and white. Not the kind of thing audiences are used to laughing about.
So you're affiliated with the man who led the clan?
We are the clan. This never used to happen when we wore the robes.
And it's also not your typical small-town theater production. Relative Theatrics founder and director Ann Mason, who also performs the part of the Klan's Imperial Dragon, says a couple years back she read about a white man shooting two Native Americans at a rehab center in Riverton.
I thought, why have I not been exposed to plays that show the Native American perspective, which is something that is so pertinent and relevant, especially to Wyoming audiences?
So she started looking for some. That's when she discovered What Would Crazy Horse Do?
And I just thought, this is a Relative Theatrics play. We need to do this.
This company, when they contacted me, I was like, you mean Laramie, right? Like, Laramie. I've been to Laramie.
That's the playwright, Larissa Fasthorse. She says, while the play has been read lots of times around the country, this is the first stage production. She says, that's because it's strong medicine.
I watch audiences, they laugh really loudly, and then you see that cringing silence because they're like, oh, was I supposed to laugh? Should I not laugh? And that's what I love, because the goal of this play to me is to change the way you look at things and change the way you think.
And the crazy thing is, the story is inspired by actual history. In a South Dakota museum, Fasthorse discovered a flyer promoting a Klan-sponsored powwow from the late 1920s.
That just blew my mind. One, why does the Klan want a powwow? Two, who are the Native people that would dance at such a thing? You know, who would say, oh yeah, sure, I'll come dance with the Klan?
She found tribal elders who said people danced because Klan members were neighbors, and they asked them to. Then Fasthorse started exchanging emails with a Klan sect working to improve the organization's image. They told her things like,
it's about love, not hate. It's, you know, we just take our pride in our culture the same way you do. And our culture happens to be white. And started getting a little freaked out because I realized a lot of these things were, I've heard in indigenous circles, because preserving race is a real issue. We lose indigenous races off this planet all the time.
16-year-old Talissa Littleson stars in the play as Journey, and this is relevant stuff to her. Most of the Northern Cheyenne speakers of her tribe are elderly, and there's a real fear of losing the language forever. And she's seeing more racism.
With the new president and these new laws and stuff, everything is changing, and I feel like people are kind of being hateful. And I don't like it.
Playwright Fasthorse requests that Native Americans play all the Native American parts in her plays. She says, like Little Son, they bring their own stories to these intense characters. But most theaters aren't willing to take the time to find Native actors. It took director Ann Mason 6 months to cast this play. Emailing, calling, meeting with Native groups. Talking after the show, Northern Arapaho Pyram Duran talks about his audition.
I don't think I did very good. I think they liked his voice, you know. And so, you know, I got the part, and I'm, you know, it's been a little tough. First time doing any of this.
And it's the first time acting for Little Son, too. And that's the point, says Fasthorse, to get more Native Americans on stage.
You know, if you're a Native American person interested in acting, you can wait 30 years before a role comes up specifically for you.
For Little Son and director Mason, the experience has opened up future possibilities for both of them.
I would want to try out for, you know, parts that aren't just for Native Americans, because that would be great for me and also great for our people. I'm actually going to do theater next year in high school. I signed up.
Mason is excited to start casting Native Americans in other roles, too. But no matter how far Talissa Littleson goes with acting, it's unlikely she'll ever see another script like What Would Crazy Horse Do? For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.